The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That is right. It is time for your weekly tip. We are up to number 28. Yes, today is Monday, March the 19th, all right, 2018. And of course, those of you that may be tuning in and wondering what you just stumbled into, Radio Memphis, Memphis Metal Mondays. This happens every Monday night at night around 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And what we're doing is that we're bringing you a road tip, and it's brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, Ken Barr Films. This is one of those things where we actually get together with some really cool people from behind the scenes, and we wind up doing some cool things, like telling you maybe some tips, you know, maybe for when you're on stage, maybe for when you're out on the road, you know, maybe you're on tour, you know, maybe, you know, for some big event, whatever the case may be. And so I always have my characters that kind of come through, and they're offering, you know, they're offering some good, you know, tidbits, especially since they've been, you know, in the trenches and they've done this, they've done the cool things. And we've talked, the gentleman I'm getting ready to talk to now, we've talked to before. You guys remember Jeff Mann? That's right. And of course, if you guys don't know what I'm, you know, what I'm kind of getting all excited about, he is also the author for All In, How to Become an Overnight Rock and Roll Roadie Success in Just 20 Years. And of course, if that's one of those things where you definitely have to go check that out. You know, I have the book, and I'm saving the book until I meet this person, you know, in person, because I'm going to make him sign it, you know. And I've actually, you know, been starting to kind of read it here a little bit here and there. And, you know, it's fantastic stuff, because he talks about, you know, he asks you those questions, you know, have you ever dreamed of making it in the music business, you know, and he did, you know, okay. And to make the dream reality, you know, all you have to do is be all in. And he's got some cool stories on that particular book, you know, things that he gives you all access inside of Roadie Tips. He gives you all kinds of tips and tricks, bonus, you know, hints, things like that, you know, how to get in the hit in the face by Alice Cooper, things like that. And so what we're going to do is we're going to bring Mr. Mann in, because he's going to tell me about tip number 28. How you doing, darling?
Hey, I'm doing great. What's going on over there at Radio Memphis today?
Man, you know, we're rocking out, having a fantastic time, you know, making stars.
I love it. Is it really Roadie Tip number 28 today?
It is.
Oh, my God.
I know. Can you believe that, dude?
It seems like just yesterday. It was just a twinkle in your eye, and now there's 28.
We just got started and stuff. It was so funny. And, you know, of course, I have to give a big shout out, you know, to my cohort that helped me, you know, contrive all of this craziness with the roadie stuff, you know, Ken Barr. And what's funny is that when we all were talking, and, you know, we talked about your book and we talked about the stuff, and that was also still not finished when we first met. And look at where you're at now.
Yeah, correct, man. Yeah, when I first started talking to you guys, the book was in the process, and now it's out, so that's awesome. It's doing really well. And so it's Radio Memphis Metal Monday is a big part of All In, and the Jeff Mann literary empire that we're building over there.
I appreciate it, man. I follow you all the time on social media. Okay, look, between you and Kenny, man, and the gym thing, all right, so, you know, I've been trying to squeak in and, like, you know, do a little bit here, a little bit there. All right, you both of you make me feel absolutely worthless.
There's a lot of training going on, man. You have to train hard to be on top of the author world.
Apparently so, because both of you, man, are going at it, man. It's like checking in, and of course, you know, and your pictures, man, they're absolutely hysterical.
Half
the stuff that you're into, man, is amazing. I did catch a couple of posts and stuff like that. You looks like you were actually already doing some book signings and stuff, and you were having just a fantastic time.
Yeah, we were at the Tucson Festival of Books at the University of Arizona here in Tucson. It is a big, like, 3-day festival, huge, huge. And, we got to sign for a few hours. And sell. I sold out of books. I sold all the books I brought, met a bunch of people, made a lot of good contacts. So
good for
it was
you.
A big success. Really, really fun.
Good for you. Good for you. That is fantastic. I'm so thrilled. I am, you know, I've reached out to, you know, everybody that was ultimately kind of involved in the front end and stuff, you know, of course, Kenny, you know, and I've actually got some cool people that are getting ready to start lining up for some more interviews and stuff like that. And
oh,
so,
great.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's going to be one of those things where I got to, and I'm, my total, like bucket list thing is that I've got to figure out a way, and I already told this to Kenny, I've got to figure out a way to like throw a dart, you know, at the map and like make everybody go there.
Yeah, that would be great. And do like a live show from there. That
would
be awesome.
Or something, you know. Yeah, y'all come here, man. I'm in the middle of everybody. That's See, I'm central location. I'm home base.
Sure, sounds good, man. I'm in. Tell me when are we doing it?
You know what, we really need to maybe sit down again and consider that, man. I would love it, especially if you and Kenny were able to come into Memphis. Are you kidding? Oh my god.
We
do a live radio show. I happen to know the people in charge here, man. We could do a live radio show.
you know all the right people. That's cool.
what do you have for me for tip number 28, man? What do you have for me?
Well, tip number 28. This is kind of almost more of a philosophy than a tip, but it is to, if you're working in the music business, you want to never stop learning.
Good for you.
Yeah, the music business is like any other business. It's always changing, and you've got to stay up to date. So that's my tip for everybody. Never stop learning. Be a student of the business, because you don't want to fall behind on stuff. Bands, you know, rock and roll bands like the shiny new thing. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to operate the shiny new tech, you're going to find yourself unemployed. So don't do that. Don't fall behind.
See, that's it. Don't fall behind. And at one point, you know, it's so funny because I love talking to you, meeting you the way we have met, you know, because you're so funny. You're so amazing. You did a lot of writing and stuff, blogging and things like that. But we got to do the interview and I did get to know you. And you told me kind of how you were when you were a roadie in the beginning, you know, and it was, you know, it was everything, you know, including pretty much just holding on to the handlebars, you know, maybe the feet were on the pedals, we don't know.
Correct. Yeah. I was not learning. I was so don't be like me. Learn from my mistakes.
It
happens fast, man. I stopped, and if you read the book, you'll see this. I stopped touring like full time hardcore around 2002.
You did.
And I got a chance to come back out and do a short run of dates with Kiss in 2006. So that was like 4 years.
See?
Which is a long time, but man, I'll tell you, so much in the business had changed in those 4 years. I barely, you know, knew what was happening.
It was crazy. It's funny that you bring up Kiss, because the song that I was playing, I don't know if you realize this, the song that I was playing coming into the Road Crew tip tonight was actually off of Bruce Kulick's solo album, okay?
And I
did that on purpose. It was BK3. And on the song that I actually had actually played was Hand of the King, and Gene Simmons' son Nick is playing bass on that.
Right on.
Yeah, so that was
very good. Cool.
That
very
was,
cool.
Yeah, that was a nice little
nod
to you.
Yeah, things change in the business so quickly. You got to keep up. You don't, you know, open mind and, you know, don't be a dinosaur, because that's one way to completely make yourself unhireable. So keep up to date. And I mean, I know a lot of guitar players especially, but a lot of people like the old tech too, you know, like tube amps and old guitars.
Yep,
and that stuff is all great. But make sure you're well-rounded. Well-rounded. Remain a student of the tech and the business.
Make sure you have it all under wraps. Yes.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Yep. That's my tip for this for number 28.
Oh, you're amazing. Thank you so much. Everybody that's looking for your books and stuff, and don't you have some more signings coming up?
I got all kinds of stuff happening. All you got to do, the home base for me on the internet is therealjeffman.com. Two N's.
Love it.
Yeah, therealjeffman.com. Go there and you'll be up to date on everything. It'll link you wherever you need to go. You can buy the book, see what's going on. But yeah, all kinds of awesome things going on.
Perfect. Well, I have the book. I'm just waiting to meet you so you can sign it.
Let's set it up, man. Let's do it.
We'll do it. Listen, honey, you have a fantastic night. Of course, we'll talk again. Don't you worry. I'm not going to let you go too far this time.
Awesome. Sounds good. I can't wait to get back on and talk again.
All right, babe. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right, D. Bye.
Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeff Mann himself right here on Radio Memphis for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series Road Tip number 28. Especially when you're talking about being in the music business, never stop learning. You do not want to fall behind, and he is so right. And that's in all aspects of what we've got going on when it comes to, when you're talking about this particular industry.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.